code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
I'm Alan Watt, and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 2nd of July, 2008. I always ask newcomers to look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com and go over lots of the previous talks I've done before on radio, because in there you'll find such a wealth of information, and you'll actually find a lot of the questions you would email me have already been discussed. So it saves me hassle, it saves you hassle too. And I'm sure you have more time to do all this than I do. I don't have the time to answer so many letters, and I cannot possibly even keep up with the ones I have. Also, look into alanwattsentinel.eu for transcripts which you can download in the various languages of Europe. I've had quite a few calls in the last few days, which are similar. People are asking what to do now, what to do next, and so on. Because very few people are really, really awake. There's a lot of people reacting, which is different from being awake. And people reacted with 2001. They reacted to the changes that were immediately put upon the people, with the loss of rights and freedoms. They reacted to the bombardment of media, asking the man in the street, would you give up your freedom for security? That was done worldwide at the same time. That's reacting, but that's not really being conscious of the big agenda. Because when you're reacting, you're still thinking in the old think. You're still thinking, if we just get the right guys in, we can change this just like that. They don't realize that this agenda did not start with 9/11. It didn't start 20 years ago or 50. It was on the go for a long, long time to bring us to this stage, a stage that Lenin talked about in 1917. A stage that H.G. Wells talked about around the same time period. A stage that the 1950s, big players like Bertrand Russell talked about the 1950s. Everything is coming together as it was planned to do. And that nothing happens in bureaucracy, in one nation even, very quickly. Never mind the whole planet working together, all the bureaucracies, with the same plan at the same time. This took a century or more to get up and working, to get the network set up, the coordination set up, all the different laws transposed into other languages and so on, so they could put the same bills through and debate it, etc. That took years and years and years to set up. Of organization, transnational organizations, supranational organizations, funded by incredible wealth from foundations and royal institutes and a whole source of very, very wealthy places and organizations and people. And these people have never been, because they are technically non-political, they've never, ever been responsible for anything or answerable to the public. That's how they get away with it. I'll be back with more after this break.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, 1 in 2 men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. Call now.
Back and we're cutting through the matrix, and it's just been one of these days. Before I go into my little spiel of what happened today, I should ask those who want to keep me going to either donate or buy the books or the discs. And if you already have discs or books from me, buy more and pass them around. That's how it goes, and that keeps me going. It keeps me going because I have a lot of expenses here just to do what I'm doing, and I don't have other sources of income. I don't get paid for what I do. I don't ask for money. And that way I can keep my own kind of integrity. I'm not tied as to what I can and can't say. So it's up to you to keep me going, and you can certainly do so by looking at the website, cuttingthroughthematrix.com. The methods to do it are there. But this has been one of these days because this last month, in fact, has been just a deluge of spray in the sky. The HARP is picked up in the shortwave every day, and deluges of rain, just deluge of rain coming down every darn day for a whole month solid. And just a little while ago today, there was a massive thunderstorm, a daily thunderstorm now. And once again, down comes the deluge. And before that, there was a break, you see, today, and I thought, well, I'll get out there and cut that jungle because the grass has been growing like crazy with all the rain. And I got this big pro weed whacker out, which you wear basically on a big belt that goes around your shoulders. And I started away there, and the next thing I knew, up went the gas tank right on my hip. And there was gas from my knee all the way up to my armpit. And so I managed to unhook the thing pretty quickly. It's amazing what you can do in a crisis like that, because panic is the mother of invention. And I dropped the darn thing and rolled in the grass to get out the gas, which was the right thing to do, of course. And it went out and ran inside like a madman and got a towel soaked in water, ran out, covered the whacker with it that was blazing away, and then came back and got buckets of water for the grass that was kind of smoldering all around it. And that was a lot of fun. That was an awful lot of fun. But I certainly didn't need it. And then, of course, the weed whacker itself is just a molten mass of collapsed plastic and metal. So for those out there who use these things, be very careful, regardless of the make, even if it's a better known make. These things happen. At least they happen to me, unfortunately. And that's just the way it goes. One of these days, and half an hour later, I say 3/4 hour later, down comes a deluge again, or daily deluge, and thunder and lightning, and I couldn't even get the satellite to hook up initially, but now it's back up again. That's the day, one of the days in life of me. And a lot of people do write, as I say, trying to get in touch with me, or phone me, or whatever, and I don't have time. I don't have time because I hit the deck running in the morning. And there's orders there. I make them up. I finish at 12. I rush off to a post office, which is nowhere near here. And I rush back to a mailbox, which is also nowhere near here. And then I do the circular tour and come back here. Then I do what I have to do here to survive, like make something to eat and so on. And before you know it, after answering the mail and the people I have to answer, I'm on the radio. And that's the day done. And that's 7 days a week, too. 7 days a week. Even weekends, you try and catch up. So for those who've been emailing me and you haven't got answers, the first thing to do is to check that your server is accepting my mail, because I found out recently that some of these servers are rejecting my mail. I guess my name's on some sort of blacklist, you see. And it's up to you, if you find that's so, to tell the servers to accept it. I don't have the time to go around on my knees and beg them to. Not that I would. Well, tonight's topic, it could be so many topics to choose from, but I started off talking about people who react as opposed to those who are conscious and understand. And there's a world of difference. Those who followed the agenda and done their homework and studied it well and carefully and escaped all the nonsense of the diversions that are deliberately put out there, to do with strange greenish creatures that walk out of swamps and so on, and 12 planets and all the rest of it, deliberate stuff that's put out there to fascinate you, and they're meant to fascinate you, but they keep you wrapped in circles, and they end up discrediting the truth. When you mix the truth with it, that's why it's out there. But for those who've come through all that and come to consciousness, there's a world of difference between aware and knowing what's happening and reacting to what's happening. The bulk of the population have never achieved consciousness. That's the first thing to understand. Most never will. They can talk, they can be polite, they can chat about the things that they've been downloaded with, as has everyone else. And you think they're normal, but they're not really. They're normal as far as the dead go, as they say. That's what they call them in ancient times, the dead. They walk around, but technically they're dead. To be conscious means you're alive. Always did mean that. And they go to their graves never knowing, always taking the authoritative version of what's happening as the gospel truth. They're the same ones who call you crazy when you try to inform them. They're the same ones that say, oh, that's such a downer, it's so negative, I don't want to hear that. These are the people who the elite depend upon. They depend upon the bulk of the population to be obedient and go along with the standard authorized version of whatever. than they do. An elite could never do anything at all without these people to help them. That's why they chose democracy. It's not mob rule. The mob only go the way and vote the way, etc., that the elite point to. It's quite easy to control the mob. And we build their world into existence for them, step by step. And we adapt so quickly to all of the bizarre nonsense we're fed that eventually, very quickly, becomes normal. And all media, including entertainment, the fashion industry, everything, is in overdrive right now. Everything is in overdrive because the herd are technically, psychically stampeding. And so they're hitting them with everything and all kinds of bizarre stuff and transsexual stuff and so on to try and eliminate all that was in culture, eliminate, totally destroy it, even the memory of it eventually, to bring in the new. And we have nothing normal to compare anything to. You see, anything goes. And they can ram incredible changes through. But it's all geared, too, to bring in new types of humans, and even part animal, part human chimeras. That's what it's all for. This article here is in the WashingtonPost.com on June the 27th, 2008. This is how they're getting around any dissension about ID cards for nations. It says the district is rolling out an ambitious identification program this summer. What it calls, first of all, is kind effort by major U.S. cities to unify services on one ID card. With one card, library accounts, public school attendance, recreation center use, and other services will be tracked on a single piece of plastic. Metro riders can have a smart trip chip implanted in the card. The eventual goal is that you'll need only one card across the entire district government, says Vivek Kundra, the city chief technology officer. Over the next 3 months, public libraries will begin issuing the one card. In the fall, public school students and D.C. government employees will receive the cards as IDs. By 2010, that number again, the Department of Parks and Recreation will have begun issuing the cards and will require the ID for using park facilities, Kundra said. Other services, including D.C. Healthcare Alliance, plan to use the card. The card will be mandatory for D.C. students and government workers, but other residents can choose not to apply for the card. Now, see, they don't like to say, no, you can't do this or you can't have a choice. What they do is make it impossible for you not to take the card, because then you can't get into parks and all the rest of it. That's how it's done. That's how they give you it. There's really no choice in the matter. They make it impossible for you to do certain things unless you have the card. It's the same here when the federal government said you can't fill up your oil to heat yourself and keep yourself alive in the winter time unless you get one of our inspectors in. And if you say no, you see, I'll choose an ulterior way to heat myself. That's up to you. And they can't be brought to justice for saying, well, they didn't actually say you can't heat yourself. This is you can't heat yourself with this oil. See, that's how they do it. It's quite amazing. And if you just stop and stand back from it all, you'll say, well, what they're really saying? The federal government is saying they have the power of life and death over you by passing laws. Laws, remember, are simply dictates. Dictates that come down from whatever tyrant happens to be the front man at that time. That's what a law is. And yet the public will go to any lens before they'll break a law, even to save their own lives. This is also understood. Brzezinski wrote about it. He's talked about it publicly in magazines. They understand humanity very well. If it becomes a law that you must be dragged out by your neighbors and taken off to some extermination camp, most of them will do it, you see. I've read before about how this duty, this obedience factor works, and I'll speak more about this after this break.
Oh. Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardiovite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardiovite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi folks, this is Alan Watt back in Cutting Through the Matrix. I was talking about obedience and all the studies, and the massively funded studies, by the way, because it's very important for the big boys to understand this technique, because they have to have us all very obedient. And I've done talks before on it. You'll find that in the archive sections on my website, on the various experiments they used, including the prison experiments, mock prisons, where people actually identify as real cops or real guards or real prisoners after less than a week. Volunteers actually take on the persona, the roles of the characters, and very quickly the sadomasochistic roundabout begins. It's well understood, and of course even those experiments done in major universities, Ivy League universities in the U.S., first of all, were actually well known even before they did them, because they did them long before, and found the same results. So people are taught to be obedient. And if you look at Brzezinski, when he was asked in an interview what he thought of the people, would they ever rebel? And he said, no, what do you think of the people? He said, the people, he says, well, he says, you can beat them. He says, you can starve them to death, he says, and did they turn around and rebel? He says, no, they just turn around and eat their dead. That's what they think of the people. And unfortunately, they're pretty well right on there. People will bend over backwards no matter how ridiculous law becomes. We already have this utter farce, this abstract creation by the new priesthood that was built on an idea that came up from the Club of Rome to unify and control the world with global warming, etc., this greening agenda and carbon footprints and so on, planned 30 years ago to unify the world and to dominate the world under the guise of saving it, claiming mankind as the enemy. And now they have all these complete abstract, nonsensical terms. And it puts me back to what Bertrand Russell said shortly. He said, it's about scientific technique. Shortly, anyone will be able to convince masses of people of anything. Anything. No matter how crazy it is. And they would use scientific techniques and repetition. And that's what's happening right now. But this whole global warming scam, where people who have been conscious for the last 10 years and more have been watching them start and then create daily these spray patterns across the sky, across the world, in fact. And we know that HAARP is used on top of it to create all the weather patterns that we're seeing and have been seeing for 10 years. And under the guise of the effects of it, which you see on the ground, in go the media and start pushing their claxton horns, terrify the hell out of you, and tell you, you're causing all this, you're the problem. And well-funded groups, funded by the same handful of big institutions, go into action and have access to all media that's only so happy to help them promote this greening, farcical agenda. But it's all to do with controlling the public and bringing them through into a new system. A system that will take 30 years of rioting, increasing riots, according to the Department of Defense. Remember that. With a reduced population at the end of it. And the beginning of a new type of servant coming out of it. Chimera-type servant. Something which literally cannot think of itself as a distinct, separate individual, that it would be very efficient at what it's trained or programmed to do. This is not science fiction. This is all working and in the works right now. And it can be done. It can be done because you wake up from a dream into the nightmare of reality. And you realize, first off the bat, the first thing you realize is, this entire system, containing many systems, is completely out of your control. Completely out of your control. Everything that you need and depend upon to live is outside of your control in this system. And you learn very quickly there is no complaints department anywhere. You know very, very quickly that democracy is an utter sham. Not because you guess it, because you've done your homework, you've read the books by Carol Quigley and others who tell you it's a sham. And he knew because he had the records and was the historian for the Council on Foreign Relations, which is a parallel government, not responsible to any voter. And they are simply the American branch of the Royal Institute on International Affairs, that was set up to bring in global governance a long time ago. And not just governance, but I say a new sci-fi type society. That's the music coming in. And I'll be back with more after the following messages.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
All you men out there, you need to listen up. By the age of 60, 1 in 2 men already have a prostate-related health issue. What does this mean? It might be an enlarged prostate, difficulty going to the bathroom, and a diminished sex drive. Not a pretty picture. If you're a man, you need to give your body nutrition to support prostate health. There's no question about it. Many people hear this and they might think saw palmetto, but there's something so much better out there. It's called Beta Prostate, and it contains 3,000 times more healthy plant sterols than ordinary saw palmetto. So before you try anything else, try Beta Prostate. Ignoring your prostate's not going to make the problems go away. Taking Beta Prostate is guaranteed to provide effective, all-natural support. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. Call now and find out how you can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. Call now. How many of you have started your day, gone to work, and felt tired and weighed down? Or you go out at night to dinner, and you're uncomfortable because you're bloated and gassy? Well, the reason for this is that you might not be going to the bathroom enough. Huh, I know people that go to the bathroom once every 4 days, and they think that it's normal. But the worst scenario is when you look down at your belt line, you see your belly sticking out, but you know it's not fat. It's all that food you ate from days before. Well, from Nutritional Leaders New Vitality comes a great product called Colon and Body Cleanse. I take New Vitality's Colon and Body Cleanse because this product is like giving your body a shower on the inside. It cleans your digestive system by sweeping out your 25 feet of intestinal tract with natural herbs. I feel alive and lighter because I don't have anything weighing me down anymore. To try the Colon and Body Cleanse, call 1-800-362-5848. The first 100 callers will get a free gift. Don't wait. Call now. 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
This is Alan Watt, back cutting through the matrix, and I'm going to go to the phones in just a minute, but one last little article, a few lines out of it. This is on Yahoo News, I think it was the UK and Ireland segment of it, Monday, June 30th. Video game developer Capcom is working with a leading academic on an initiative to embed subliminal lessons about physics and maths in gameplay. Nipan Maniar, a senior lecturer in creative technologies at the University of Portsmouth, who created the cultural awareness game C-Shock, is collaborating with Capcom to provide structured learning environments in games. Players exposed to the messages and ideas will not be consciously aware of what is being delivered. And I'm going to add to it, and you won't know the contents of what is being delivered, because they're using these techniques in other games too, to brainwash especially the young, to be politically correct. There's more social engineering going on with these subliminals. Don't kid yourself about math and physics. And here they are admitting they do it, right there. Capcom sets out to brainwash kids, it says, by Ian Williams. Check into it. Interesting little article. Now we'll go to the phones, and we've got Mike from California there. Are you there, Mike? Hello, Mike? Okay, Rick from California.
Hello, Alan?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
Not so bad.
I wanted to ask you something. First of all, I want to say thank you so much for waking me up and for all the shows you've done and given us, and it's been great, you know. And I just want to tell people out there, support him if you can, you know. So, and as soon as I get the opportunity to, I will send something in to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I wanted to say that. I wanted to ask you. I was wondering if you heard about that article in the UK on Telegraph, where the British government is going to force all parents to take an anti-pedophilia
yes.
test.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Do you know about that?
Yes. That didn't surprise me. I've been waiting for it with the hype, the steady hype over the last few years on pedophilia, which is an utter joke.
Mm-hmm.
Because I understand that all through the underground porn industry, they go right into pedophilia. Anyway, the International Censorship Committee, here's the thing. You think your national censorship bureaus, they're employed by you, funded by you, taxpayer money, are there to protect you, and nothing's further from the truth. After 9/11, 2001, just before it, a month before, they had their International Censorship Bureau meetings. And it was in the papers here in Canada that they said that now they'd won the rights to push homosexual and gay and lesbian movies and dramas and comedies on television, they were going to push the envelope for the next step. And the following day in the newspapers in Canada and the States, two professors at two universities stood up and read the same article, scripted article, saying now that they'd won the rights for that, they were going to step up and get the rights towards intergenerational sex, which is pedophilia,
mm-hmm.
and bestiality. I'm not kidding.
Wow.
So you see, these censorship bureaus work with the entertainment industry. They take the pulse of the public and see if you're ready to be degraded to the next step.
You see? You know, I read somewhere that the biggest collection of child pornography is actually owned by the government.
It is. There's no doubt about it. They can pick up whoever sends the tiniest email across the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And they could pick these characters up. But you're right, they cause what appears to be a problem, hypes it up in the media to terrify the public, because they always use the children. They always use the children. And then they pass draconian laws. But I'm not surprised. You see, this agenda of testing parents to see if they're fit to be parents is the oldest communist, one of the oldest communist planks ever devised.
Wow.
Written at the early 1900s. And Bertrand Russell, once again, when you understand communism was working with this other group in Britain that was related to royalty and fronting for royalty, they all came out with the same stuff on taking the parents away from the children at birth eventually.
Wow.
Now, they tried an experiment, and the world was funding this experiment, and it was in Israel back in the 60s, the 50s and 60s. And there's a book called Children of the Dream.
Mm.
Written by an Israeli, and it was about this very project that they hoped would become worldwide, and they were removing the children from the parents at birth, and you were brought up communally, so anyone in this big commune could be your father or mother, you'd never know. And the whole idea was not to contaminate, they called it contaminate the children with the old ideas of the parents, and that contamination term, again, came from communism.
Wow.
So,
yeah, you'll be forbidden to kiss your own children or bring them to your pool in UK, you know,
yes.
Without taking this test. So
yes, and that's going to just terrify. And see, again, too, it's going to discourage men, especially who are already under such incredible suspicion and attack for years.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to terrify them to even be near children, even their own. It's
wow.
intentional. Yeah, this is intentional warfare because it's the major plank to destroy the family. And I even have a quote here by the head of one of the United Nations organizations stating that they would, they must destroy the family unit completely, utterly. And that's what we're seeing, they're doing it. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much, Alan, and you have a good, hope you have better luck with the weed whacker next time.
Oh, it's a molten piece now.
Yeah.
Okay,
all right.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay, now we've got Paul in Ontario. Are you there, Paul?
Good evening, Alan. How are you?
Not so bad.
It's always refreshing to hear your voice. You're always captivating me, and I always learn from you something new every day, so I thank you, and you're an inspiration to everyone, and God bless. I wanted to ask you one thing regarding the near future. I've read in different websites that there seems to be a timeline that is in tune with the cosmos or the astrological functioning of like of the universe, that humanity is about to enter a new age, and we are becoming as humans more and more like at this around 2010, 2012, we're becoming ever more conscious of what's around. Every more people are waking up. We're becoming more spiritually in tune with our Creator. Is that why they're? Do they know that that is a threat to their very survival in terms of their position as the top of the echelons of this establishment that is hierarchical, top down?
It's not a threat to them. Okay. And you have to be very, very careful. I mean, I know where all this information came from and where it originated from at the beginning.
Okay.
And there's also the massive New Age movement, which is also controlled and given to the people by the elite at the top,
mm-hmm.
which actually makes them want to bring in. Most New Agers want this new world system,
mm-hmm.
Where they actually think they're going to be freer. They think they're going to be given the right and the gifts to live forever here in the world, immortality.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them think they're going to be given new bodies and all the rest of it, and they're looking forward to it.
Mm-hmm. So it's all a farce.
It's a farce, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So what the elite go by to do with the timeline is a heavenly plan that the great zodiac, if you understand the esoteric meanings, not the usual stuff they tell you,
mm-hmm.
but the esoteric meanings, it's a timetable and a plan, and each part of the zodiac has a function if you look at what it signifies, what it stands for.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called the Great Work, and it's the Great Plan. And Bush Sr. Mentioned this when he mentioned his first New World Order speech.
Mm-hmm.
He said everything is going to the heavenly plan. He was referring to the what part of the zodiac was in alignment or above now, dominating.
Mm-hmm.
Because Aquarius, the age of Aquarius stands for... See, Aquarius came from the Greek story. They called it Aquarius in the Roman. But he was literally buggered by Zeus.
Mm-hmm.
He was raped. And the reward, I guess, because I guess Zeus had a great time or whatever, he placed this young, very beautiful boy up in the heavens, and he carries the bowl of water, which also stands for the gene pool.
Mm-hmm.
And the gene pool, the old gene pool, will be emptied out at the right time. So in Aquarius, a new type of human is to be born. It's not quite male nor female.
Oh, so it's about the androgynous servant.
Yes, and that's why all the big Hollywood fashion magazines have nothing but guys who are looking like females, dressed like, all like women.
Yeah,
that's
like
the big push. Mm-hmm.
So, and just my second and last question quickly. I know. I was just wondering, remember how, like, there's this push to... how they further increase the, how they degrade and demoralize humanity by slowly increasing pornography and legitimizing pornography as well as adultery and sexual promiscuity and homosexuality and pedophilia.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they're also clamping down on pedophiles. They're clamping down on, for example, divorce rates are increasing. So are they... It's not that they're doing this in order to create sort of a free-for-all orgy type of deal. Why do they increase sexual promiscuity, but at the same time they increase the number of people that go to jail for sexual... Like, why do they promote... Here's a concrete example. Why do they promote pedophilia,
mm-hmm.
but then you see more and more people going to jail, for example, in the States, teachers sexually harassing their students, women,
mm-hmm.
and
male. This is the term that they use. It raises public consciousness. In other words, whatever they promote that you're reading about over and over, it makes you start thinking about it. And as you're thinking about it, the experts will gradually come forward and give you a completely different spin on it. And you'll actually start interviewing people that'll say, yeah, well, I had intergenerational sex and it didn't harm me. It's to start changing the way we think. When you give overdoses of this stuff on the media, they call it raising public consciousness, which means they're going to make you start thinking about this part of the agenda, and then they're going to tell you the answers and solutions to it down the road.
So basically, they allow, for example, they allow children or to be harassed by women, for example, like in the States.
Yeah.
But then they take, so they're trying to sort of legalize it, if that's even a proper way of saying this.
Yeah.
They're attempting to allow that to be okay, but then they grab the woman and lock her in jail for 30 years. I don't get it.
Yeah, I know. Right now, it's just the clash of the two systems, the one that's coming in and the one that presently exists.
So they want to make it as such that one day you can, like, walk around the road, like, walk down the street and
yeah.
You can be sexually assaulted or you can be raped by a gang of thugs and everything's perfectly fine. You can't sue anyone or...
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'll give an example. Morgan Toller, who started up the abortion clinics in Canada, in Ontario especially,
mm-hmm.
He used to be picketed every day. I'd pass there and I'd see all this big group there picketing his place.
Mm-hmm.
And he was charged many times by the cops. And then very suddenly, before there was a law passed, by the way,
mm-hmm.
because it raised public consciousness over controversy to do this thing,
mm-hmm.
One day the cops were defending him and pushing the demonstrators away. And I knew then, I says, okay, they've already made a decision. It's not been gone through any court yet. It shortly will, which it did. And suddenly the cops were on his side defending him. That's how it happens. Literally changing from one way of looking at it to the other.
So,
and now the man is funded by the United Nations to open these clinics across the world. And this man said that the reason he got into this business
mm-hmm.
was because Adolf Hitler was a bad man and an unwanted child, and he was making sure that there were no more Adolf Hitlers. That was his rationale.
That doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. That means all orphans are potential Hitlers, according to him, and should be killed.
Right, which is what they did in residential schools for Aboriginals in Canada. Actually.
Yes, that's right, absolutely.
So basically, they want to make... So that's the connection then. It all comes to fruition in the end when you were mentioning how through the riotings in the streets for the next 30 years,
yes.
There's going to be a global population reduction. Because by eliminating all sense of law,
mm-hmm.
and anyone is not accountable for any crime they commit, because everything will be acceptable, whether it's rape, murder, torture... spousal abuse, whatnot, then with all these things, people are going to seek personal vendettas and revenges, but there's no law system in place that will protect you, so people will be killing each other left, right, and center. So it's an auto... So there's the elites are saying, let them kill themselves amongst themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
And that'll be part of it, for sure. People will kill each other, there's no doubt about it. And if there's no consequences, they'd certainly take advantage of it. But we're under.
I'm thinking of that movie Soylent Green. I don't know if you've seen it.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
like that's what I keep thinking of.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So that's it's something like that, basically.
Every sci-fi movie you see turned out now
mm-hmm.
shows you a future where the masses live in poverty amongst rubble.
Yeah.
And then there's a big, well-organized, well-funded army with all the weaponry in charge of them. That's every movie is the same now. That's predictive programming.
So besides praying, I guess, is there any, and raising awareness, like passing on the word to those you know, is there anything else realistic? Is this doomed to happen? I mean, it's biblical.
It's going to happen simply because, as I say, we've woken up and realized we're living in an entire system that was never ours.
Mm-hmm.
People will never meet run this system. They plan it and they alter and upgrade it. It's completely out of our hands.
But in the end, they lose. In the sense, if we take the biblical truth, if we go by what Christ said, he said, in the end, the Church of Satan will lose, right?
In the end, it could lose. But I always tell you this, though. When titans fight at the top amongst themselves, which they will do eventually, millions of the little people are stomped to death down below. Now, these characters at the top are psychopaths. As well, and psychopaths traditionally in history always take, they'll take the world with them if they can. They call it the Samson complex.
So do you think, in essence, I know you must have been asked this many times. I mean, I know you have other callers too, but just to finish off, thank you for answering my call. When do you foresee this occurring? Because, for example, would it be within the next 2 or 3 months or 2 or 3 years?
We know that it will escalate even more so along the crisis with gasoline, food, and inflation from in 2010 on.
And where are they going to hide? Are they hiding in...
Well, we could go on forever discussing it. They've already got their bases set out. There's even documentaries showing some of them on Google.
And are they slowly attempting to destroy Switzerland?
I have to go now in our caller, okay?
Oh, like, Brinty? Okay, great.
So I'll be back in a moment with Cheryl from BC after this break.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
I'm Alan Watt, back, cutting through this incredible multi-layered matrix, and we've got Cheryl from British Columbia on the line.
Hi, Mr. Watt.
Hello.
I'll make it quick because I know we're at the end here. Calling from British Columbia, where they're spraying us insanely, and the sky is so thick and white, and it's cooking hot. It's just, I can't believe it. I'm about 600 feet up and in a suburb about an hour and a half by car from the coast. Mm-hmm. And every day you can see a cloud hanging and just stopping at the ocean.
Yeah.
And it's just eerie from where I sit up here. Another quick thing, there's a school out here who's showing the kids the movie Zeitgeist, and it's a, I believe it's a psychology class, and they're asking them why they think this is ridiculous. Also, I'm really curious to know how you can go on and not give up on people. I've been talking to people about this since I was a young girl, and I still haven't found one person who listened to anything.
Yeah. It's I understand both sides of it. I understand how the elite view the public. I know the temptation is always to begin to despise them. That is the temptation that everyone will go through until you realize that they've never had a chance. They've been hit from birth. Their mothers were actually hit when they're pregnant. And they've been inoculated with all kinds of things which literally were so far ahead, very advanced sciences again, to target their brains, and then a continuous education all through their lives of indoctrination and upgrades.
But how do you not give up? I mean, I hear you every time, and it's just amazing that you can go on and try and wake people up. And to me, it's just so insanely frustrating that these people are just asleep. They're just gone.
Most, I agree, are gone, and I accept that. I call them the casualties. And you see, at least I have a voice. I can get out and reach a lot more.
Yeah.
And out of that, I get the other ones, and a lot of young ones too, who are more conscious. They've broken through somehow. They haven't been quite so affected. And they get in touch with me, and I can then help them. And some of them will say that you've saved me so many shortcuts to understanding.
Right.
And
right.
It's not blaming themselves for not fitting in. They don't fit in because they're conscious and they're awake and they're not zombies. That's why they can't fit in.
Well, I've always felt like that. I don't fit in. There's something wrong with me, but I know there's not. And it's just, it doesn't matter who I speak to, older people, younger people my age, they're just the total denial. And I have this innate need to tell them, and yet I get so almost angry that I want to shake them and say, wake up, especially here in BC, second day of the carbon tax. What are you guys doing?
The carbon tax, I know. so what you've got, again, as I say, the elite cannot do it without the masses, the bulk of the mass. And here's an odd thing, though, it goes along with this. Even though they don't know all the histories and so on, no one can possibly today say they didn't know the main things that were going on. What they can say is that they knew their money and their tax money was supporting a totally corrupt system, because we hear it from the news all the time. They know their tax money is employing soldiers to go abroad to conquer countries for world empire for the few to own and benefit from. They can say that they didn't care. That's what they can possibly say at the end of this. They knew, but they didn't care. So somehow their individual fate is tied up with every action they take, including when they say, I don't want to hear this. That is a decision that affects them personally.
Well, I guess at some point you just have to say, you got to save yourself.
That's right. That's right.
All right. Thank you very much, sir.
Well, you hang in there. And from Hamish and myself, with my sins closed tonight, and the storm just waiting to start all over again outside there, it's good night from Hamish and myself. And your God or your gods go with you.
All you men out there, you